What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, guys, welcome to tonight's Instant Reaction podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Iowa State, a 45-0 winner over Kansas State. One of the more impressive games of the entire Matt Campbell era. We'll get to that here momentarily. I want to thank our sponsors, Carl Chevrolet and the doctors Warmy and Dr. Greenwald with the McFarland Clinic. Iowa State just dominant in every facet of this football game today. And it was, I was down on the sideline. This is the first time I'm having an opportunity to look at stats and whatnot. One of the more dominating performances that I think I've ever seen in Iowa State football, to be honest with you, against a good team. This wasn't against a team that you have completely outmanned or anything like that. Kansas State, they had some COVID issues coming into this thing, but they were, Iowa State's a 9-point favorite. This wasn't a game that you were expecting to go this way. I thought Iowa State would win it. I thought they would comfortably win it. I never saw 45-0 coming. Look at the yardage here, 539-149. I think Kansas State had like 112 yards at the end of the third quarter. There's just so much to like here. It starts up front, just a dominating performance for Iowa State up front on offense and defense. That's where it all starts. Iowa State's offensive line against a good front four from Kansas State was just utterly dominant. I was down on the sidelines today. Sean Foster was phenomenal. Colin Newell was awesome at center. That whole offensive line deserves so much credit. As Iowa State averages 7.8 yards per play. Breece Hall averaged 9 yards per carry today, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had a spectacular tightrope on the sideline that went to that. It was a 33-yard touchdown run. Brock Purdy was phenomenal, 16-20, 3 touchdowns. That was one of the things that stood out to me the most is I remember the game last year against Kansas State. It was like a 30-mile-per-hour wind, and Brock wasn't mobile. Brock had a really hard time. He was injured. He could not run the football. And when you have a Brock Purdy that can run 7 times for 59 yards at an average of 8 yards per carry like he did today, it just opens everything up so much offensively. What about Xavier Hutchinson? He was phenomenal. In that Iowa State defense, man, what can you say? Just a brilliant performance, one of the great defensive performances we've seen. Mike Rose, spectacular. 7 tackles, a sack, an interception. The guy who I thought had just a freakish game was Jaquan Bailey today. He only gets recorded for 1 sack, but, man, he was constantly tying up 2 blockers. Will McDonald had a sack. The guys on the inside even, I thought that Latrell Bankston had one of his better games. It's doing, that's what you're asked to do in the dime stack when you're that man in the middle. After Isaiah Lee goes out early, Bankston stepped in and played really good football. Just a brilliant defensive performance. Greg Eisworth locked down on the back end there. And then it was good, too, to see Hunter Deckers come in and continue to play well for Iowa State as a backup quarterback. He got some reps, 3 of 5 today, ran for a touchdown. Guy I'd like to give credit to is Jirel Brock. He had 3 catches today for Iowa State. I thought he was really good in some pass blocking situations that they utilized him for. The tight ends were brilliant as always. This is one of those games that you come on here and it's hard to give great analysis because it was such a dominating performance. Another thing that I really picked up on the sidelines today, guys, was the fact that, with no fans here, you've got to create your own energy. And Iowa State made it a point to do that early and often. I saw on the sidelines really a player-driven type of energy that you could feel down there. And, it was eerie with no fans, but it wasn't crazy. It still, Jack Trey Stadium had some sort of energy to it today, and it felt considerably different than it did that season opener against Louisiana. All in all, exactly what you know, major injuries that we know of. Isaiah Lee was back on the sidelines with his helmet. Landon Akers didn't play much today, but I saw him. He looked okay. And now you have 6 days of turnaround, and we're going to start covering it this way, one of the biggest games in the history of Iowa State football. If you beat Texas on Black Friday, you're going to go play for a Big 12 championship in Arlington. It's pretty exciting stuff. Thanks to our sponsors, Carl Chevrolet, and our friends Drs. Warmy and Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic, and the orthopedic surgeons. I actually saw Dr. Warmy down there on the sidelines. They are the doctors who work on the sidelines, and they can work on you too. Final, 45-0. Again, Texas did not play today, as their game with Kansas got postponed due to COVID. So the Longhorns will have 2 weeks off. Iowa State was 6 days off. But again, it did look like Iowa State comes out of this game in really good condition. It was good to be able to give those the starters, for the most part, the fourth quarter off, as Iowa State entered the fourth quarter with a 38-0 lead. What more could you ask for? 45-0, Cyclones over K-State. And let's rest up and get after it. Huge game week coming up on Thanksgiving week. Have a great rest of your Saturday night.